For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go.
Hey guys, Bill Spania here. Welcome back to the Speaking Podcast with me and my two co-hosts and friends, Jay Black and Jessica Gibson. It is the week before Thanksgiving. I love this holiday. Jay, all I've been thinking about is food. And yeah. I love to eat. I think there are two kinds of people, Jay. There are people that they look forward to the next meal because they're just starving and they don't really care. And I see them in their car scarfing a bar or a banana or something else. And then they're right. I figure that's you. And then me, I would rather not eat than ruin the meal. Like, to me, a meal should take 3 hours. There should be a little wine. There should be courses, maybe some soup, maybe a little meat, a little fish. I don't know.
Yeah, to me, a good meal is when you eat standing up in your kitchen out of the leftover Chinese bin and finish in under a minute, because then you can get on to do other stuff. Food is
hey,
like,
what happened to your hand?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, hey, I had to go to urgent care yesterday.
What the hell did you do?
Well, so my mother-in-law.
The hospital after all of this?
Not the hospital, urgent care. Care, it was pretty good. There was nobody around and I could wait in my car. But my mother-in-law needed wood cut. So I took out
Colin Jay, of course.
Yeah, well, I have my table saw. So I did my table saw, and the little piece of wood got caught on the saw and fired back at me at high speed, and it caught me on the back of the hand. And it didn't cut so bad. I mean, it was bleeding, but it was more like I thought I had broken or fractured my hand. But fortunately, it was in the meaty part of the hand, and it was just a bad bruise. But when I stopped at urgent care, I was like, yeah, I had a table saw accident. And then the guy came in and looked at it, was like, I was expecting fingers gone. And I was like, yeah, I probably should have been more, you know,
What did you do? Do you have a minor cut that you're just being dramatic with all the wrapping?
No, they did this. This is it's a bruise. The cut is minor. I mean, it's not a bad cut. It's about the size of a
now. Pool. What is the lesson, Jay, that you've learned from all this?
Use a push stick when you're doing table saw stuff. They're relatively cheap, and you can get away without them, but not if you're me.
I don't go near table saws.
Hold on.
Wait. Is that a dog or is that a kid?
Here, somebody's here. I'm in the middle of the podcast. I don't know who
that's
that
a
is.
Weird dog sound.
Oh, Jessica, what was that noise? Has your dog ever made that sound?
No, you know what? I went to the zoo this weekend and the otters make that like the weirdest noise ever.
Sorry about that. That was my
Jay, mom. Do you have an otter in your house?
No, I have a golden doodle, a mini golden doodle, who is afraid of leaves. But
well, of course, obviously.
Yeah. My brother-in-law was wearing a hat, and I'm partially face blind. So if I can't see like distinguishing features, my brain just goes, well, I don't know who that is. So I had literally no idea who was knocking on the door. And it was my brother-in-law.
Wait a minute, you didn't recognize your brother-in-law? How much blood did you lose on the table saw incident?
I might have lost a lot of blood, or it just might have been
yesterday.
I do recognize my son. What was that, Jessica? I'm sorry.
This happened yesterday too.
Yesterday, yeah.
This is like the ultimate example of like a guy who gets sick for a little bit and is like an ultimate baby.
How am I
right?
What am I being a baby about?
Right.
Example of that.
How am I?
That's why
I haven't complained.
Yeah, but we both kind of feel the wrapping is a tad dramatic.
This is the wrapping they gave me. What was I supposed to do? Say no?
Did you shower?
He clearly did not shower today. Yeah. There was no shower today.
I have to change the dressing on my cut.
Why don't you put like a newspaper bag over it with a rubber band and then you can take a shower?
Well, no, I'm going to change the dressing. I like that idea. Although, who has a newspaper in their house anymore, Bill?
I have expected you to have a newspaper. I know we talked about this.
Am I supposed to get this from 1987?
A loaf of bread bag. There you go.
Bread bag.
Yeah. A loaf of bread bag would work. Yes.
So I have to change the dressing, and I didn't know where the Neosporin was, so I waited till my wife came home, and then I had to do the podcast.
It's our fault, Jessica. It's our fault.
I don't know where the Neosporin is.
I have bought some new equipment that I'm kind of excited about. I now have a brand new microphone.
Oh, look at that. Is that a lav mic?
My phone. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So, and I bought a I don't know what it is. It's got three different settings to plug in. I can plug in my IFB, the microphone,
right,
and charge it. So I am traveling for Thanksgiving, and I am bringing my little setup here, the phone and the thing, so I can do Newsmax hits from away, as long as I have Wi-Fi.
Wow.
So I'm like this self-contained unit with my ring light. Although I will tell you, I don't have a proper carrying case.
For the ring light or for any of
that? Yeah, like there's no, I need, I don't know. Is there any recommendation that you have to carry equipment?
You got to get one of those aluminum briefcases with the foam cut out. And like each piece has its own thing. Like you're an assassin and you're putting.
Should I put handcuffs on to cuff myself to the case?
And then when people say like, what are you carrying? You just look at them and go, I wish I could tell you, but I cannot.
But then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah. I think you should go to LL Bean and get like a one of those big tote bags that says Spadey on the side.
That's what I should do.
Walk around.
Why don't I do that? I kind of want a backpack though. Although my son made fun of me the other day, I prefer a backpack. I don't have a briefcase or anything. I just, if I have things to carry and I pack very lightly, no matter how far I'm going or how long I'm going away, I can fit a week's worth of clothes in a backpack. I'm very efficient with that. Right. But apparently, this whole put it on one side is like a thing to make people think that they're cool. Oh. The real people who wear backpacks put both straps on. That's not a weird thing. That's how the backpack is intended to be used.
So that you don't have back problems with your backpack. It's designed that way. If you're only going to do it on one, like, so you're saying like what? Kids threw it over one shoulder to be cool?
To be cool. Well, no, I was doing that. I thought I'm pretty cool. Here I am walking around with my backpack.
No.
And my son's like, Dad, that's definitely not cool. It's actually, you're showing that you don't know how to use the backpack.
What age is it when you stop worrying about stuff being cool or not? I feel like for me it was 7, but I feel like for most people it's, you know, a lot like 28, 29, 30. Like at what point were you just like, listen, I'm old. I don't care what anybody thinks. So I'm just going to wear this so that my back doesn't hurt.
It's a great question, Jay. I don't know. I stopped a few years ago, like when I just decided to, like, I would say for me, it's with not shaving.
Right. So like,
because I've got gray. I don't care. I have no one to impress. Doesn't matter.
So, right?
So I don't think it's a question of being cool. It's when are you no longer self-conscious?
Right.
No, I feel like, yeah, right when I turned 30, there were just big indicators. Like it was my friend's birthday and she wanted to have everyone sing to her at midnight. And I rolled out of there at like 11 o'clock. Like, I don't care. Like, I need to go to bed.
I love that. Well, that's an interesting point, though. At what point do you realize your birthday just doesn't need to be over-celebrated and it should be more of like, hey, today's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Right. That's all you need. Yeah. Right. I think, you know, in olden times, we celebrated birthdays because every year you grew older was it was less of a chance that you would die young. So for me, right, it's like, you know, 5. If you made it to 5, you're good.
It's a big celebration.
Yeah, I feel like in growing up not popular even a little bit is very helpful, because if you've got nothing to lose, you know, there's literally nothing to lose. So like at no point did I ever have to consider what people thought, because I wasn't really talking to anybody, you know. So it's like it didn't matter. Like if I was walking around with a great big comic book with me, and the teacher said, you have 5 minutes to yourself, and I pulled out a comic book to read, it wasn't like there would be a whole bunch of girls going, well, I was going to make out with them right up until I saw the comic book, right? It was like, it wasn't happening either way, so I could do whatever I wanted. It was free.
And Jessica, are you having a hard time believing Jay Black was invisible as a kid?
Yeah, I'm sure that's why he was like buried in books all the time.
Well, I'll say this. I found out later on that a lot of the people that I went to high school with were afraid of me. Not in the sense that I was going to be a Columbine-like shooter, which is probably what you first thought when you heard fear. But they said that I was very quick to cut people down if I heard them say something stupid. And I guess I never thought of it that I was the mean one. I thought that.
So did you, Jay, did you handle grade school like prison? You picked the biggest kid, made fun of him right away, and you established your turf.
No, I didn't realize I was doing it. That's the thing. I mean, it was like, apparently it was, now I was always big, which is helpful. Like if I was like the scrawny kid in class, that might've been a difficult thing. But apparently a lot of the kids that I went to school with were like, I was so scared of saying something stupid around you because you would never not say something. You always had to say something if somebody said something stupid.
So does that get people to not talk to you, or does that get them to say smarter things?
No, they probably just said like, what's the point? And didn't talk. And then in my head, I was like, I guess I'm a nerd. And it all sort of worked together in some sort of, if I had to do it over again, I probably would have been nicer. But I thought.
I don't know if I believe that, Jay. I feel like you're comfortable with where you are.
I feel like you're nice now.
I feel nice. I felt nice then, but you know.
Day to day. Yeah. It's day to day with Jay, Jessica. You're never really sure.
It's funny with guys because I see like my husband and all his brothers, and like the way they say I love you is to like sling insults at each other back and forth like all day.
Yeah.
And they're so mean, and I don't want to get in there with it because it's like, no, because then you'll go cry and run away if I say something that's too mean.
My dad woke me up.
You can't go too far. How do you know when it's too far?
Right. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's like a guy thing. I feel like the guys do that. Girls don't.
My dad woke me up every morning the same way. He would say, Jay, wake up for school. And then he thought it was hilarious to say, people who know you. And then he would pause and go, don't like you. And he did that he thought it was hilarious to do that every morning for maybe 3.5 years of high school. Jay, wake up. I'm awake, Dad. Hey, people who know you, they don't like you. Sometimes he would change it a little bit, but 3.5 years.
See, I think your dad was brilliant. He was building character.
Yeah, well, it was hilarious. I thought it was very funny. It's one of those deals where the first 3 times you do it, it's funny. And then the next 800 times, not funny at all. And then the 801st time, you're like, now it's funny again. I don't know why, but the fact that you maintain this joke for 3 years is hilarious. So
is pretty good. That's the style. Didn't you and I discuss that? That was the whole muffin joke thing in the style of Family Guy or The Simpsons. Right?
Well, both.
Sideshow Bob and The Rake.
Yep.
And right? What did he do? The rake? 10 times? 12 times?
It was 8 times. It was an 8 time with the rake. First one funny. Second one a little less funny. Third one not funny. 4, 5, 6. What's going on? 7, 8. Absolutely hilarious.
I use that example all the time. I love it. Yeah. I don't know. I miss some of the events. But I think it's going to be so different. I don't know when our next event is going to be. Like the world might come up for air in a year. And I wonder if the events are just going to, I'm doing, my speaking events now are all Zoom. And the only thing that's changed is I don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
And be anywhere. Now I've given a couple speeches in total super spreader events, which I'm just more comfortable with. But when I'm able to do an event at home and I literally, like I'm dressed today, I did 2 hits today. I'm wearing jeans, I've got slippers on, and I'm in a tie.
Yeah.
You honestly can't beat this. Somebody said to me today, they're like, when are you coming back to the radio station? I'm like, I don't think I am.
There's going to be some big societal changes when all this is over.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because the first thing we realized was that we have the infrastructure now, at least in knowledge worker jobs, to no longer have to be in the same space to get stuff done. Like when everything's back to normal, you know, and they say, hey, come back to work, I think you have a pretty good firm standing to go, why? Like everything went swimmingly while I wasn't at work. I can do it all from home. Why do we have to return? If you look, energy usage is down. The price of gas is down. I think like just all this traffic.
Yeah, not in freaking New Jersey. let me just say this for a minute. I left one of the banned states the other day because this is what I do. And I came back into New Jersey and I was pissed because I had an opportunity to fill up at $1.97, got to New Jersey, and I have to put super in my wife's car. It was $3.99 a gallon.
Wait, is this on the Turnpike or the Expressway?
No, it was on like 206 or something. Really? It was ridiculous. I was so pissed. And I mean, super is always going to be more expensive. But seriously, $4 a gallon, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
That's like George W. Bush numbers.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad with him.
2000
bad now. I remember gas being low when the price of cigarettes was low. Like, right. As a former smoker, I started smoking when cigarettes were $1.15 a pack. That ages me, I realize. Did you smoke cigarettes, Jay?
No, I had asthma.
I think it's like $10 now, Jess. Like, I don't know. I haven't smoked a cigarette since, 2001, maybe? I don't know. It's been a long time.
Cigarettes.
Every once in a while, though, I miss it.
You and Obama.
I'm
reading his new book.
I'd have a smoke with Obama.
Yeah.
If he were offered, let me say it differently. I would bum a smoke off of Obama.
Right. But he admitted in his book that he quit smoking, but there were times that he
never quit. Smoke. Though those guys, though, I'm sure they were smoking in the White House. I remember smoker culture was very different. Like literally today, people seem to hate each other. But when I smoked, you go back to the, early, mid-90s maybe, at a red light, you could roll your window down and bum a cigarette from the guy in the next car.
Wow.
And they would give it to you because they understood.
Yeah, that's, I've never been a part of that. Been a part of a lot
not
of terrible things.
At all.
Jessica, you never smoked, right?
I didn't, but I could tell that, like, I could see the appeal. Like, I'm sure it makes you skinny, so I would like that. And it makes you look cool, I guess, to some people. I would like that. So, like, it was always something I never touched to the point where I joined the, like, anti-smokers club in high school.
Yeah. Oh, no, I believe it. You're
lame.
I grew up
lecturing. I don't take you for a lecturer, though. You're not one to lecture people on their bad habits.
No, God, no. Let them
right? I think you just don't care. You're like, whatever.
I grew up with asthma. And I remember the doctor telling my mom and dad, like, it's the smoke. Like, you smoke around them. That's bad. And my mom and dad were both like, oh, that's terrible. And they smoked in the garage for like 3 days. And then they were like, screw this. And they just continued to smoke around me. And I had asthma until I moved out of the house. Like, when I got to college, my asthma mysteriously went away. So I never even got near smoke.
You didn't smoke pot either, did you? You did other fun things.
Yeah. No, I tried it, but I hated it. I got super duper crazy paranoid on it. I think, whoever enjoys it, please enjoy it. But me, I always got paranoid. I never understood why you'd put chemicals in your body to slow it down. I always wanted to speed it up. So
that's an odd thing. I never understood that. I'm always amped up and going 150 miles a minute.
Yeah.
Slow down is great.
I always feel like I want to go to sleep. Like,
so you didn't alcohol ever?
Was that?
You didn't like alcohol ever?
So I liked alcohol, but
you were like Red Bull and vodka guy, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes. Yes. You got to speed up. I want to speed up always. That's what I always wanted. Because, right, honestly, ask my wife. Any moment of the day, if you said, hey, you want to go take a nap? There's never going to be a time I say no. I could wake up and you could say, hey, you want to take a nap? And I would roll over and go back to sleep to the point where I had a narcolepsy test because I thought there was something wrong with my brain. Like I was actually having brain issues. I'm just lazy or something. My body is built to be slow. And I always wanted to ramp it up chemically. That's what I always wanted.
No, I need, I have my first cup of coffee because I have a new routine now. I get up at 3:45, I work out, I let the dog out, and I get the system set up, you know, make sure the mic is working and I'm plugged into the station. And then I'm kind of done. I have a good half hour before the show starts. And that's when I have my first cup of coffee. So I enjoy the cup of coffee. And then, and now for me, coffee is like, it's almost a meal. Like that really is breakfast.
Right. How is Callie doing?
All right. So we had a, we had an experience with Callie the other day. So Callie is like, we think she may be 15. So the other night she, I let her out and she slept. She's been sleeping in Michael's room because she misses Elizabeth. So she goes into Michael's room and she'll, like, she'll fight and push her head against the door. Like, no, I'm going in there. That's where I sleep. So the other night, Michael comes in, wakes her at like 2 a.m. He's like, Dad, you got to see Callie. And she's like, she couldn't breathe. So she was, I actually, honest to God, I thought that was it. Like, I thought, okay.
Here we go.
Okay, got to deal with this right now. She's fine. We gave her, we have these CBD puppy, pot puppy things, whatever the hell they are. They're awesome. That and Benadryl. And she calms down. She's fine. Like, here we are. We're 3 days after the incident. And now I make a joke, which is really awful. I tell Elizabeth, I'm like, Elizabeth, I'm on a life check for Callie. Hold on. Yep. Still alive.
Wow.
That's funny in my head. It's not funny to the rest of the family.
After you gave her the CBD, did she lay down and listen to like Floyd for like 5 hours? Like, you know, you can take Darkseid and sync it up to Wizard of Oz. You know that, right?
Like, you know, I liked Pink Floyd as a kid.
I love Pink Floyd. I skipped my prom to go to the Pink Floyd concert.
No way. Here.
1994 Division Bell Tour. Figured I would never get a chance to see him again. And I didn't realize at the time that seniors could just ask sophomores and they would just go with you because they wanted to go to prom. So I was like,
I hope you didn't cancel a date for the prom the day before the prom.
You did?
I hope you didn't.
No. Oh, Jessica, how many girls do you think were lined up for me for prom? Yeah.
You just said you took a sophomore.
No, I said I didn't know at the time. You could just you could just ask a random sophomore and they'd be like, yeah, all right, I'll go with you if I get to go to prom. So somebody had explained that. I didn't have a – my dad should have sat me down. All this advice he gave me never gave me the just ask a sophomore.
Wait. I need to understand. You skipped the prom after you asked someone to go?
No. I didn't ask anybody involved. Because I looked at the schedule and I was like, oh, Pink Floyd is coming into town. It's the night of the prom. I'll just go to that. That sounds like a lot more fun. So I went to that.
It probably was more fun.
Was it?
Jessica.
It probably was more fun.
I guess it depends on how loose your date is.
I think it was maybe my junior prom. I don't remember if I was a sophomore or junior, but I went, and this is the old days of Walkmans.
Right.
And I had the Flyers game on because they were in the Stanley Cup. And it was really.
Was this 87?
Must have been 87, right? So I would have been, what was I in 87? Junior? No, 86. When were they in? I don't remember.
Hextall.
They were in the finals a few times.
Yeah, 87 and then again in 97, right? Or maybe it was 80.
Hold on. I thought it was 86. Ha ha! It was 85. I thought so. Okay. 85 and 87. So 85.
No, 87. I got the 87 right.
I know, but I'm like, wait a minute. I graduated in 87, and it wasn't then. Anyway, so I remember that, and my girlfriend at the time not happy, you know. But my friends and I just sat at the table and listened to the game because, like, I don't know how the girls didn't understand. This was the Flyers.
Right, yeah.
In the Stanley Cup. Yeah, like that's a huge deal.
But the Stanley Cup plays over like 7 days.
Yeah, but every game is important, Jessica. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, every pass, every shot. I mean, every intermission.
Guys have it so much easier now. They could just like put their cell phone up and watch it.
Right.
You can just watch the whole game. It's so easy. We had to sneak around. I had to think about what a goofball I must have looked like with the stupid Walkman headphones on.
Well, here's my question.
Because it was like the big cassette thing. It was like yellow and it had a little radio dial. Oh, it was ridiculous.
Jessica, yeah, I got to ask you this because Adam Carolla has a good bit where he goes, his wife always wants to go on a picnic. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we should go on a picnic. Won't that be fun? And then he realized his wife never goes on a picnic by herself. Like she never just like gathers some food and goes out. And he realized it's not that she wanted to go on a picnic. She wanted him to take her on a picnic. Like mm-hmm. she realized it was something that he didn't necessarily want to do, but she wanted him to show her the sacrifice of I'm going to go on a picnic because it's not about the picnic. It's about something else. The only reason I bring this up is because every single one of those dances, any kind of formal situation like that is inherently the most boring thing that any human being could sit through. So is it that you like it as a girl? Like you love that sort of stuff and you want us to be present with you in it? Or is it just some sort of weird test? Like, all right, if he can sit and not listen to the Stanley Cup,
it's 5 hours, he must love it.
I didn't think guys really hate it that much. I think some guys are like excited to go. No, is that yeah, all guys hate it?
They're the ones not going with a girlfriend, Jessica.
Because I think when you go like, I don't know, if you go out alone, like, you know, not with your boyfriend or whatever, or your husband and go alone with friends, like there's guys also at like clubs and stuff.
They try to meet girls. Go by themselves. Yeah, it's right. Not so that they can like go dance with their friends and have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm sure the prom is like the same idea.
I don't know. It's like, well, Bill, see, here's the thing. Bill already had a girlfriend. So like, what was he, you know, he would what, dance with her? That seems boring to me.
It's a valid point, Jay.
Yeah.
But I think the prom is something different. It's a formal rite of passage as opposed to supposed to be fun. I think you're supposed to go to make fun of it and okay. and hate the food and be annoyed at the chaperones and then go drink at the shore afterward.
Right.
Jay, do you go on picnics with your family?
So every once in a while, especially in the before times, my daughters will want to do a picnic and I will go and do a picnic with my daughters. But my version of a picnic does not involve packing. It involves stopping at Wawa on the way and getting a hoagie. And then we just eat the hoagie outdoors.
This is reminding me of the argument I've been having with Chase over the television and who chooses what to watch. Like, I would like to go on a picnic and all I want to do is like sit outside during a walk and like have some cheese and crackers, whatever. Right. But like, he does not enjoy that. I get it. And it's like the same thing with like television. It's like some nights I just want to watch, you know, Lifetime Christmas movies. And it's like, I want you to sit there with me and watch them. Like I sit there and watch the Stanley Cup or whatever it is. We watched the NBA draft last night. Who watches that?
Yeah. 8 million
people. That's funny. You know what? We could do a whole show on what to bring to a picnic and whether or not you would go camping. Why don't we do that next week? You reminded me of something, Jessica. Oh, I know. Listen, I have to go. And I know we're almost out of time. You have to watch, if you have not watched it, The Queen's Gambit.
Watched it.
Oh, my God. I need new recommendations. I feel like I've watched everything on.
You watched it?
I did. Yeah, I loved it.
Did you like it as much as I did? Like, I really liked it.
I did.
I want to buy everyone chess boards for Christmas now.
Yes, I wanted to play chess.
Yeah.
It was
Wait, fantastic. Jay, you didn't like it?
Christy liked it too. She enjoyed it. I'll say this. I thought it could have been a little bit shorter, but I loved my wife's big thing about it, the thing I think she loved more than anything was the dresses. Because every 10 minutes I'd hear my wife gasp and go, "Oh my God, that dress. Oh my God, that's beautiful."
And it was the fashion was noticeable. The acting was excellent. And they were all cast well, like from the little girl to the mom who killed herself to the chess player.
Right.
They absolutely were all related.
Yeah. And
it was brilliant.
It was great. And I actually liked Benny a lot. At first I didn't like Benny because he wore a cowboy hat and I found anybody in a cowboy hat to be ridiculous.
It made sense. He also carried a knife. He was a tough guy.
Yeah. But by the end of the series, I was like, I think Benny might be the person I like the most. I love that guy.
Of course. All right, guys. So real like quick, Jay, how many followers?
10,700. I've added 500 since the last time. I'm averaging between 500 and 1,000 a week now. So
nice. It's not nice.
I'm getting there.
So let's do our pre-Thanksgiving one on, can we do it on Tuesday?
I'm free, sure.
Jessica, how's that with you?
Yep, sounds good.
I'm going to try to get Buzz.
Tuesday at like 3 o'clock, what?
I was going to try to get Buzz for it, Bill, to join us if you wanted our director.
Let's talk about Hollywood. I love it. Yeah. Well, let's do Buzz afterward. Let's do a food. Let's do a conversation about food.
Okay.
Before Thanksgiving.
Cool. Do you want to record? Can we start recording like more than one so that like through the holidays and stuff?
Brilliant idea. So why don't we invite Buzz and why don't we record two next week? Yay.
Sounds good. I'll put it out to Buzz.
All right, let's do it. Cool. So food and Buzz.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Talk to you Tuesday. Jess, you'll send out the invite 3 o'clock Tuesday?
Yep.
All right, see you guys.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.